Welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Jesse, and today we're discussing Season 1, Episode 5 of Arrow, entitled The Secret Origin of Felicity Smoke.
Alright, so as you may have noticed, that is not Nare on the other end of this. Because of technical difficulties, my friend Jesse is filling in. Say hi, Jesse. Tell him about yourself.
Hi, I'm a senior film studies major at Connecticut College, and I am a big fan of a lot of these shows. I've been watching them, and I've been following the podcast. I've made a couple films with Dan, and you can see one of them on Dan's YouTube, but you can also access it at my YouTube, which is Words of Jed.
Well, thank you very much, Jesse, for filling in. We're just going to quickly get into things. First is the news. If you want to get, like, all of the news that's been happening this week, you can check out our Twitter, at SSJPod. But the main thing I just wanted to quickly plug is the first scene that's been released for Agent Carter came out this Tuesday during a little documentary about Marvel. What do you think of the scene?
I thought it was good. I'm still excited for the show. I hope that the writing on the show in general is a lot better than that one scene.
Yeah.
Because it felt pretty hokey in a lot of places.
Mm.
But I think that I'm still really excited for the show, if for no other reason than I'm excited to see a female-led superhero TV show, even if it's not strictly a superhero.
Yeah, totally. And I actually was excited about both of the other characters in that scene, too. I Jarvis is a fun addition, and I think Howard is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I hope that they do a good job with Howard and
Peggy's relationship.
Peggy's relationship, yeah. And making it. I liked that he called her pal.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Captain America's gone and now I immediately jumped on the next guy.
Yeah.
They're like friends, which is something that I've actually had an issue with in Arrow with Alicity. I actually really don't like Alicity just because I really liked how for the majority of the show so far they've just been really tight friends.
Yeah, and I can totally understand that. I don't completely agree, just because I think that they have strong chemistry together.
Yeah,
but as a general thing of wanting male and female friendships on TV, totally understand that.
Yeah, and it's not that I don't think they have chemistry. I just want that representation to exist somewhere.
Totally get that. All right, let's get right into the secret origin of Felicity Smoke. This was originally called Oracle, actually, which is a totally different DC character, and apparently they decided to go in a different direction. But
yeah,
what?
That's Barbara Gordon, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the function of Oracle is very similar to what Felicity functions as on this team. So maybe they were considering just making her Oracle of the Arrow universe, and then they were like, well, what if we ever bring in Batman characters? I don't know.
Yeah, that would be very odd.
Yeah. So what did you think of the episode overall?
I thought it was one of the better episodes of Arrow in terms of mid-season episodes. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of the better episodes of Arrow that's been aired.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it did a really good job of character development, and I thought that the writing was really strong, and the twist at the end was, I thought, really well delivered and got me really excited for next week.
Mm-hmm. So I feel a little bit different than you. You said you'd give it an A-, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I would have given it a B+. I think it was a fun, like, pretty strong episode, and I definitely think character-wise it had some good stuff, but I will get into my cons later on. I have kind of a lot of them. But let's start with the positive. Personally, I really did like the change of pace of centering it around Felicity. I thought that was nice. And just, like, how we have the flashbacks from her as opposed to the Hong Kong stuff. And
you're here. I'm so happy to not be in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and I do actually enjoy that they're doing the, like, they had the Thea flashback episode and the Felicity flashback episode. You know, I think they should have maybe just, like, completely gone with this and, like, had, like, a Roy episode. Maybe they will. I don't know, but
I remember reading an interview last season when they did a couple of episodes that had flashbacks but not from Oliver.
Yeah.
And they were trying it out, and it seems like they're trying it a little bit more. And especially because I'm so uninterested in the Hong Kong storyline.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for it. And also, I thought the flashbacks in this episode were particularly well done.
Yeah, me too. I was a really big fan of the flashbacks. I definitely like Felicity sort of taking the reins here. One thing I talked about with Nare was that she was saying that Felicity is her favorite character on the show. Do you feel that way?
She's definitely up there. If I had to pick a favorite character, I think my actual, like, it's boring, but I think my actual favorite character is just Oliver because he has the most development.
Yeah.
But outside of Oliver, I think that it's probably either Felicity or Or also, I really like Thea's character development, to be
Yeah.
honest.
I do like Thea quite a bit this season, but it also my only issue with Thea right now is that we don't know enough yet because I don't really know what she's doing right now because we don't really know what Malcolm's told her and what Malcolm had. Like I don't I feel very unclear about her, but I'm
Yeah.
interested. I think there's a lot of potential there.
Sure.
But yeah, so I enjoyed seeing Goth Felicity as a youngin.
I thought that the makeup for young Felicity was unbelievable. She looked
Yeah.
so much young. It's like not that that actress looks old in
Old,
any way,
yeah.
but she looked like an actual college student, and then she didn't look like a college
Yeah.
student in the modern
And
period.
I think she did a pretty good job of making her seem like a colleague. Like the way she acted it too, I felt
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
very different. And then one thing I really enjoyed is letting her sort of save herself at the end, both with the getting out of the gun situation and also with the whole using the watch from Ray, I thought was a really cool mixture of things.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I was so happy that when she took the gun and did that, I thought it was super hardcore.
Yep.
I also like that she didn't actually get caught for the Wi-Fi hack, because it would have been really easy to have him come in at the last minute and then Oliver have to sort of like figure it out on his own,
Yep.
and it would just be, men being men and doing that while the women wait. But having her actually really save herself in two ways was, I
Yeah.
think, really great.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that it shows that they're aware of those kinds of things and are really
Yeah.
trying.
I do think that Arrow has been making, like, over the course of its whole run, a concerted effort to have expanded representation,
Yeah.
failing a lot of the time, but also making an apparent effort.
Yeah. I also really enjoyed a lot of the comedy in this episode. I loved the opening with the multiple training
Yeah, man, I laughed so hard, especially because, like,
montages.
I was already saying this is an awesome training
Yeah.
montage, because it was like.
Everybody.
Like, even without the funny cut at the end,
Yeah.
that was a really cool thing with
Yeah,
those three
definitely.
sets of people
Yeah, I think
training.
the different groups are great, but I also thought the visuals of each of them were very distinct, and that was nice.
Yeah, those big wide chip shots were great.
Yeah. So that was really cool. I also really enjoyed the comedy of how awkward Oliver was about Diggle's baby.
Yeah, I wrote it down and I couldn't decide whether to put it in the pro or con column
Yeah.
because it was so stupid that
It
Oliver's like, I'm not comfortable with her down there.
Yeah, it was
And I
really
love that Diggle was like, who's she gonna tell, Oliver?
Yeah. And
She's
he's
a
just like
baby.
just not
It's a
comfortable.
baby.
Yeah, it was
There's
really.
arrows.
And then I thought it was I don't know if you felt this way too, but later on Felicity's mom goes, someone from Argus picked up the baby, and I was like, oh my God, they like kidnapped the baby. This is like going to be a whole storyline. And there was
Yeah.
just like Diggle hired a spy to pick up the
Yeah, or I think that I think it was the nanny works for Argus. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
Sort of like,
No, because later on he said he just had an agent pick up the baby.
oh yeah,
So I
oh
was
yeah.
just like
Also, yeah, the other thing about that was funny was just that she was like, some company called Argus can pick her up.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. It's like, then why did you give them the baby?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I enjoyed a lot of the lines from Felicity's mom too. I thought she was
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah, I was really nervous when she first appeared because I thought that she was going to be a super thin character.
Yeah.
I think they did a really, really good job of fleshing her out.
Yeah, I agree. And then, as you mentioned earlier, I think the cliffhanger was a really nice punch at the end there, and just finally giving Roy something to do. And
Yeah, I know that like we've had a slight disagreement about this, but like I really like there's been a superhero sidekick that's like like another costumed vigilante consistently on the show because we haven't really had that since
Batman.
probably Batman and Robin, which was terrible. So I really like that, but it was starting to his character needed something to
Something.
happen to him because he was just literally just being an additional bow and arrow.
And it has the added bonus of being a twist that I think literally no one saw coming. Like,
Yeah.
so now here's my question about this. So do you think that this is just a red herring? Do you think he actually did it? And even if he actually did it, do you think someone controlled him or what,
My
like?
hypothesis is that it's lingering effects of Mirakuru.
See, I think it has
Except.
something to do with that, but I feel like it has to be more than that. It can't just literally
Yeah.
be he went crazy and killed her and then the storyline's over.
There has been nothing to suggest that he would have any reason to do that
Yeah.
rationally. So I
Yeah.
think that it's either that, or maybe it was someone in the League of Assassins threatened Thea, or some other thing.
See.
I'm also interested because like the thing that makes me interested in the possibility of the Mirakuru
Yeah.
resurgence is partly because that character in the comics had a history of heroin abuse.
Yeah.
So like having some sort of drug issue, I don't think that they should probably put him on heroin because it was a bad idea the first time. But maybe having him have some kind of substance abuse issue
Yeah.
that's related to the Mirakuru, like maybe he's taking steroids or something now,
Yeah, I mean, I
could
just
be
to
interesting.
me seeing the promo for next week, and he talks about how he's been like losing pieces of time, and these are
Oh, I
like
didn't see the promo.
possible. Yeah, he kind of gets basically. It kind of reminds me of like Harry Potter 2
In the
with
Chamber
the
series, yeah.
yeah. To me, it just it. I think it has something to do with the Mirakuru, but I also feel like someone wanted him to do this and somehow place things in the right direction that this ha I still feel like there's a someone who led this to
Yeah.
happen.
I wonder if Amanda Waller ties into it.
I still really feel like that's the only way that the Hong Kong storyline
Yeah, no,
makes
she
any
has to
sense.
be. I feel
Yeah.
like she has to be the big bad. Or it's just gonna be really stupid. It's
Yeah.
totally possible. It's just gonna be like completely disconnected storylines that they're
Yeah.
gonna try to connect thematically that don't come
Well, you
together at
know
the
what the other
end.
thing that's weird about the Hong Kong stuff is that the wife in the Hong Kong storyline who pretty much has done nothing is Katana, who's like an actual character from the comics. And it's like so like they when I remember when they cast her, it was like a big deal. Everybody was talking about, oh, Katana's coming, and she's like done literally nothing, and I'm sure she'll do something, but like I don't know.
I hope that the reason I hope that one of the reasons that there weren't any Hong Kong flashbacks this season is because they're like went to the writers and said, okay, we're giving you a week to figure out how to make this actually work because it's
Yeah.
terrible right now.
Well,
I doubt it, but maybe.
my assumption kind of is that they're trying to tread water because there's going to be a reveal there that matters, and that they're leaving it for a specific part of the season, like maybe the mid-season finale or something. But and so they're sort of treading water,
Sure.
and, but it's still, I mean, it does not it comes off like they're
Yeah,
treading water, so it's a
but
problem.
it comes off, yeah, it comes off
Yeah.
treading water, which is not interesting at all.
Yeah. All right. So, do you want to say if you do you have any other positives you want to say before I get to my negatives?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you noticed, but when Felicity went to visit what's his face in the
Ray.
prison,
Oh,
she was wearing a Dr. Fate symbol around her neck.
I did not notice
Yeah,
that.
it was real subtle, but it was really cool, and I only know that because I recently watched a bunch of episodes of Justice League Unlimited.
I actually think that that symbol is a connection. I think I read vaguely that it has a connection to the Sandman comics too.
Yeah,
And
I
also
mean
her
it's a symbol from lots of. I think
Yeah.
it's a symbol of Egyptian origin, I think, but
Also her
yeah.
poor boyfriend was wearing a t-shirt that had like a giant starfish then enemy on it, and he's an enemy of the Justice League, which I thought was kind of fun.
Yeah. Okay. So other things that I thought were good, I thought that the I thought the storyline with Laurel was interesting this week. I liked that it was a little understated. Because like that they didn't try and give it equal time with the other storylines,
Yeah.
but I still I think I'm glad that they're progressing that storyline. I think that it's becoming a little bit long-winded because at this point it's
Yeah.
just really obvious that she's gonna become Black Canary,
Yeah.
which is fine and I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
I just think that they're
Yeah, Nari and I both were not actually a big fan of the Laurel stuff this week. I mean, like, I agree it like it's fine. It could have been worse, but it just felt like unnecessary. And I mean, Nari specifically was telling me that she felt like it was weird that she would go to that guy and tell her this stuff instead of opening up to
Yeah,
like
there are already several people that she
yeah.
could talk to that she's
And
much closer with.
we were also talking about how it would be nice for her to like open up to Thea or Felicity or someone so we have some sort of female bonding on this show,
I
which we
also
really don't
super
have.
wish that her trainer was female because that would be, because like obviously she needs someone to train her because she can't just go and be a superhero.
Yeah.
But right now she's deriving her power from male power, which like, but like
Yeah.
it's
I
okay.
mean,
Like it would have
I
been
will say
really
he
cool if
is
she
from
was
the
learning.
comics, and I mean, there is a history from the comics of her being trained by this person,
I don't
but
care. They can do a gender swap. They could totally do it.
yeah, which you would be fine with, but most of the comics. I mean, and I honestly, I would be fine with it too. I don't really care about Wildcat, but they're playing to their fan base, and I understand that. All right, so getting to my negative points. For me, I felt like Felicity sort of came off as like immature and sort of judgmental of her mother's lifestyle, because to me, the mother sort of came off as like a nice person, if somewhat dumb and shallow. But like, it didn't really show me in the episode why Felicity would feel this way about her mom, because her mom was totally fine, in my opinion.
Yeah, actually, as I was mentioning that I really liked the flashbacks, of Felicity this episode, but
Yeah.
it occurred to me that there were like three flashbacks in that one room and then one outside of the college
Yeah.
and then one at the jail. I think that this episode would have been served really well with some flashback to her mom. Like, her mom is
Yeah.
mentioned in one of the flashbacks because she's on that phone call,
Yeah.
but showing that a little bit more. Although I did think that they sort of saved themselves on that with the resolution of the story.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that it was awful. It's just that in the first half of the episode, I was not on board with Felicity at all when she was acting that way towards her mother. She just came off as like not obnoxious to me, which is not something I want from Felicity.
Yeah, I gave her the benefit of the doubt and assumed that her mom had been like
Yeah,
kind of horrible to her as
which
a
is
kid.
fine. I just feel like they could have shown that in the episode, which would have helped.
Sure.
I also think, as far as the flashbacks go, that the final one of her having come out changed and being the one we know was
I did
very.
not understand that scene. Can you explain
Yeah.
that scene to me?
It's just like, oh, now that my boyfriend is in jail and I've gone through all this, I will become a good girl. Do you watch How I Met Your Mother?
I watched
Yeah.
almost all of it. I
So
didn't finish
you've
it.
seen the episode where Barney like gets his hair cut and puts on his suit for the first time and like transforms
Yeah.
into. So I feel like that was supposed to be that kind of moment, and I was just it didn't work for me. It was just like really drastic and out of nowhere, and I
Yeah,
just,
they needed more. I mean, obviously, TV budget, and they already spent a ton of money on this show, but they needed at least one or two more sets for the flashbacks, I thought.
Let's talk about Cooper, the boyfriend. I
Sure.
had some pretty big issues about Cooper. First of all, to me, it was just so incredibly obvious that he was the villain the whole episode, which
Yeah, me too.
I can let that go. But then they just kind of ruined him for me, because and this is the main reason why it's a B plus for me, is because I felt like they set up a cool backstory, good motivation for him to create an interesting, possibly even ongoing villain that like believes he's doing good activist things but goes too far, and then it just makes him into this crazy psycho out for money. He could have gotten money much easier ways using hacking.
Yeah.
And he like wants to kill Felicity out of nowhere, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I also had a bunch of issues with him. Also, I was like, now, especially now that the Flash universe is open, when the power first went out, I got really excited and thought that, like, obviously, they'd already shown the flashback scene, so I was pretty sure, but I was hoping that it would be some sort of electrical metahuman, and because, like, I'm really ready for a crossover at this point.
Yeah, I'm actually forget about even like bringing characters we've seen on Flash. You're right that it is weird that at this point in the season they still haven't had Arrow fight a metahuman at all. Like it could just be
Yeah.
totally new metahuman we haven't seen. Like it is pretty
Yeah, and like,
surprising.
call Star Labs, it would like for advice, maybe. But yeah, because I totally think that the Arrow could take on a electrical villain, as long as he wasn't too powerful.
I mean, there are definitely metahumans you could do that he could still deal with.
Yeah, also just like from a practical standpoint, none of the stuff that like turning off all the power and then powering up TVs made no sense. Just like it works with a willing suspension of disbelief, sure, but like it just doesn't. I watched this episode twice, so I noticed a bunch of stuff the second time, and that just doesn't make any sense. And also, like, even when she said he's dead, I was like, no, he's not. He's the villain. There's literally no one else that it could be because I completely set him up to be the villain. And the other thing that was weird was like, if he'd gone to work in the NSA for 5 years, he wouldn't come out of that experience still like, I want to destroy corporations. Like, his whole line about, like, when you work in the NSA, you see how everything's really doomed. And, like, that's not the types of things that the NSA is into. Like, the NSA is, like, and also, yeah, the whole, this episode's relationship with law enforcement was interesting, I thought. Both, like, I mean, that I felt like was pretty shallow. But I was, especially the first time I watched it, I was, when the tear gas arrows went off, I was like, whoa, this is a pretty sensitive image to show.
Well,
And
it's also particularly weird because the whole idea is that by calling the riot squad, it makes it worse, but then somehow the tear gas makes it better.
the other thing about those arrows is Oliver Queen has no money.
So this
This
gets into
makes
my.
no
I
sense.
have a list here that I wrote down as ongoing nitpicks, and I'm acknowledging they're nitpicks, but yeah, they're just completely not even remotely tackling the fact that he has no money is a problem for me. Especially now, okay, yes, he's gonna be living with Thea, and they came up with an explanation for the whole why Thea has money, but why doesn't Thea go be like, where have you been living? Do you need some of my money? Like.
Yeah, like it brought up, yeah, last week they like brought it up and then he deflected the question. And I was like, you can't do that. All of us want to know why you aren't out of arrows.
And I mean, also, I guess as like from a comic book fan's perspective, like my dad, when my dad found out that that this version of like that the show started off with him as like the billionaire again, my dad like didn't want to watch it because Oliver has become in the comics like a symbol of like liberalism and like not having a lot of money and like helping the little guy and like none of that has ever been a part of Oliver's character really, and they could have really used this as a springboard to lead in that direction. Instead, they're just completely ignoring it.
Yeah, also when like the second time when the villain comes on the yeah, when Cooper comes on the screens and he's like, light isn't the only thing, also money. Oliver's face like falls. He's like, not money. People need money. Also, actually, just mentioning, you mentioned Diggle and the Ski Mask, and this is a little bit of a deflection. The one thing that I did really like about that was the stunt move that Diggle did against those two henchmen was incredibly hardcore
So I
and
wrote in the my notes here that it's just really bugging me. I mean, like, I understand Roy is in costume because Roy is a comic book character who has a costume and Diggle isn't. But it just feels really lame to me that that Diggle, as a better trained person who's been on the team much longer, it just feels like a really like disservice to him that he's just running around in a ski mask. It seems really stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. It bothers me that and also the fact that they're just like giving up on explaining why he's in the field now, even though he was supposed to not be in the field anymore,
Yeah,
and
I
like.
feel like there have been a bunch of things on all these shows this season where they like tried it and then were like, nah, that doesn't work. And like you probably should have not made the episodes that way then. It didn't work.
No, I agree. There's
Yeah,
a
like
lot
you
of
know more about TV production than I do, and I know that a lot of this had to have been shot before now. But then they also do some shooting every week. So I don't know to what degree they can actually really change things between episodes.
They I
But
don't I actually I'm trying to I don't know exactly like what episode they were in production in when like the premiere aired, but I think that there are like at least like around 10 episodes ahead of what we're watching.
okay.
So we're pretty ahead, but they can at least take some lessons. I mean, I'm sure they also just know at this point what the audience wants and what they don't want based
Yeah.
on previous seasons feedback and stuff. I mean, I think that's part of why they're trying to really work with Laurel and build up her character. I kind of I it was really dumb, but I kind of enjoyed the end when she says definitely black, and I'm like, oh, does that mean you're gonna actually go by Black Canary? That would be nice.
Yeah, no, yeah, that was actually what really stumped me, saying like that it's becoming long-winded, her origin, because at this point she's like definitely black, and also I'm, dealing with all my issues. But I don't know. I think what I want is like a small time jump, or for them to ignore
Her.
Laurel for a few
I
episodes,
completely agree with
and
that.
then bring her in as Black Canary. And possible, what could be cool is if they did that, and then like she runs into Arrow and she hasn't told him, and then he thinks she's Sarah for a second. That could be cool.
Well,
Like
the
just.
other thing that I think is potentially cool is so like when Sarah had that like sonic scream device, it was a device because at that point in
I totally
the
forgot about that thing.
At that point in the show, they weren't doing superpowers. But now with Flash, they could actually somehow give Laurel a sonic scream, which Black Canary has. I don't know how they'd do that, but I think that they should find a way. I think that would be. I mean, I
I
know
don't
it's.
think it's super, unless they do like three or four, honestly, Flash crossover episodes, I don't think people are going to be ready for that kind of thing on Arrow. Because I bet, because there's got to be a ton of people who aren't watching Flash.
That's true, but I do think that it's too bad because I think they definitely got the ball rolling in season two with the Mirakuru and this, everybody's super powered and then introducing Flash. I thought the ball was rolling, and then this whole season of Arrow, they could have then built upon that, and instead they just kind of forgot about it. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm wondering about is that we haven't really had like I'm ready for an episode where Ray Palmer actually. Like, I like him on the show, but I want to know why he's on the show and that they're not
Yeah.
really telling me.
Yeah, I love the acting and the like all of his scenes. I think that it's really nice that he's obviously incredibly smart but still goes to Felicity for advice all the time because he
Totally.
knows she's smarter. I think that is like some of the best representation that's actually been done because like
So, like, I
also
mean.
like I the first time that he came on, I was like a little his sort of like bubbly attitude bothered me a little bit, but now I just like really embraced it.
And well, I guess the other, I mean, the other reason I bring him up is because, you know, he becomes the Atom, which is a pretty crazy out there superpower. So, are they gonna actually go there with that? Or, like, because
Yeah, and the
I.
Atom is sort of like it's is it it almost exactly the same powers as Ant-Man?
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
So is he proportionally strong?
I believe so.
Okay.
But I mean, he is more of the like sciencey, like going into things and like you know, he's like the kind of thing you like go inside the robot really small and break him up or something, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, I saw him a couple times on JLU, but
So yeah, I don't know what where they're going with that, but I would like even I mean honestly, like even if it was like he's just there right now to like be a love interest for Felicity, if they just had like a tiny thing of that, so at least I knew that's what his right now it just seems like he's just hanging around and like I need a little I which was fine for the first few episodes, but now we're kind of far into the season and I'd like a little bit more.
Also, sorry, so this is a question that will lead to an observation, but have you seen Torchwood?
I have not seen all of Torchwood. I've
But
seen
you've seen
some.
some of it. So at the end of this episode, when Malcolm is looking in at them, all I was thinking was, man, they love to put John Barrowman standing dramatically on rooftops because he does that all the time in Torchwood. Like when he's supposed to be like investigating things, he'll just be like standing with his hands on his hips, looking out over the city. I'm like, you aren't seeing anything. You're just acting dramatic.
Yeah, actually, so I'm glad you brought up the Malcolm thing. So does that, like, what does that imply? Does that imply that he hasn't told Thea about Oliver and is upset that they're getting
Yeah,
close again?
I don't think Thea
Yeah.
knows. I really don't.
I don't get why. What was the point of
I think
that?
that he's doesn't want to put all his cards on the table,
Yeah.
because he still wants to be able to use that to against Oliver by turning Thea against him if he needs to. And I think that also I liked the level of his involvement in this episode. I think that having him at the beginning in that scene, in the training scene, was really cool. Their really short interaction was enough for me for the episode. And then showing him again at the end to show us that like he's still an ongoing presence, I thought that it was interesting, and to show that there's going to be a tension there about Oliver and Thea, and also because remember, he like had Thea when they went down to Central America. Like he thought that he like had got her, and then Oliver came down and got her back, and he came back with her, and like she was spending a lot of time with him. And now she's spending less and less, and now Oliver's moving in with her. So I think that it's like sort of a power struggle.
Well, I thought that it was particularly interesting that he invited Oliver to move in, 'cause I'm like, isn't this the place you're gonna do your like crazy training slash whatever you're being trained for? The other thing is, I
Yeah,
have no
that
idea what
was.
he's being trained for at this point. Is it literally just that he wants to know self-defense? Is it like
I think that she. No, remember, she says at the end of season two, or maybe it was the beginning of this season, that they actually show the conversation, but she like wants to learn never to feel pain again.
Yeah, but that's me.
So.
I was saying that as self-defense. It's basically being like, I want to be able to protect myself and those around me. Is that
No, but
literally
there's a
all that?
distinction. She does, it's she wants to be able to turn off her feelings if she needs to. Both physical and emotional.
So, but I mean, if that's literally it, and there isn't like some bigger plan that he has or that someone has in mind for her, I'm not gonna be very excited about that. Like, I guess I feel like the Thea thing has a lot of potential, and I'm excited about it, but it is moving a lot slower than I was expecting.
Okay, so I have two more cons, a short one and a slightly longer one, but not that long. The short one, it isn't really a conscious observation. All of these shows have massive fireplaces everywhere. There's like what looks like a fake gas fireplace on both sides of the loft in Thea's apartment. And so that was my
Well,
brief one. And that,
Gotham like barely has a scene where a fire isn't going in a
yeah, and it sort of it fits the aesthetic, but it's still too many.
I agree.
And, okay, so my other slight issue, and this is an issue that I know that I have that a lot of people don't, but it's partly because I'm adopted and my sister's adopted. It's this episode's sort of emphasis on genetic family connection, which bothers me a lot, and it's real. It's a super common thing in American media in general to see, like, they might be messed up, but they're your family, so you have to love them and be there for them all the time, even if they do horrible things. And there wasn't like anyone doing anything super horrible, but like there was a lot of themes of like
Oh, you mean
there's
you? Are you
like
talking specifically about like when they said Tommy was your brother, and he goes like, "Don't say that, you're my brother,"
well, there's that. There's the fact that
because that's actually the opposite of what you're talking about, isn't it? Because he's saying you, who are not my blood relative, are more my brother than my blood relative.
no, but they are blood relatives. They have the same mom.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's the following scene with the two of them where she's like, because you're my brother, you get to say these things. You get to be worried and judgmental. But you know, like again, this is like it's not that aggressive in this episode,
Yeah.
but it's like, but there was a bunch of it. So there was that. There was then that prompts Oliver, like, say, knowing nothing about Felicity's family situation, like, she's your mom, you have to go to her because that love is always precious because it's your mom.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was another thing.
I mean, I honestly thought that that was more of an issue last week when it's like, oh, because Malcolm is Thea's father, I can't do
Yeah,
anything to
no,
him
like it,
at
yeah, no, it makes no sense that Thea spent so much of season two being absolutely, or and like the end of season one and much of season two being absolutely livid and hating her mother
Yeah.
for her involvement in the undertaking, which was reluctant.
Yeah.
And now she's like, Malcolm Merlyn seems like a good guy.
Well, that's why I kept thinking if there was gonna be another shoe to drop, that she was actually evil or that he had brainwashed her or something, and I feel like it isn't. I feel like it's
Yeah.
going to later, but I feel like what we know of her right now is literally just she decided to trust Merlin, which makes no sense.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean, I hope that it ends with her, one of the big turning points in that series is her turning against Merlin and like using everything that he taught her against him. And I think that'll probably happen.
yeah, but that isn't what I wanted. I wanted her to become a villain. We have
No,
enough.
I love Thea.
But I want her to be a cool villain. Like, I thought that would be a lot more interesting. We don't need another
Yeah,
sidekick.
no, yeah.
Imagine if we
But
got
she'll be
another
my skeptical
sidekick.
side saying I want her to
Yeah,
stay.
I
But
mean, because like, if by the end of the season Laurel is fully Black Canary and Thea is a sidekick of the team who's a good guy, that's a humongous team of just like normal people with arrows and like it's just not needed. I don't feel like I
yeah.
need that. But it also just makes it with each new person, it just makes Oliver like less and less like
Essential.
yeah, like you.
I still think, I doubt it'll ever happen, but I
Yeah.
still think it would be interesting to have, because it's not called the Green Arrow, they
Yeah.
could hypothetically have another character take over for Oliver, especially Roy. I don't really want Roy to take over the show because I don't think that
He
Colton
could do
Haynes
that.
is quite a strong is a strong enough actor
Yeah.
to lead the show, or at least in the role that he's been given so far.
Yeah.
But I think that that's an interesting thing is that someone else could possibly at some point take over,
Yeah.
which has not ever happened on superhero TV before, as far as I know.
Yeah, and I know that I know season two a lot of, there were actually a couple of people that I was reading online that were really pushing for that to happen with Diggle. And I don't really want that to happen with Diggle in that way, but I personally would love to see a Suicide Squad spin-off starring Diggle.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
But or him becoming Green Lantern, which I know people are weird about, but
Yeah, there's so much talk about like Hal Jordan, like another Hal Jordan Green
yeah.
Lantern, and I'm like, no, do the other Green Lantern. That's
Yeah.
way more interesting, at
Yeah.
least to me.
No, and I agree. I don't need to see Hal Jordan again. It does seem likely because they're going with the lineup of the current Justice League. Every other character is the current Justice League character, but you don't have to
Also,
be slaves to that.
yeah, also, Hollywood, they love their white guys.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, imagine if the team had two black guys on it. That would be insane.
that would be almost fair representation.
Except that there are no Asians in either universe besides Melinda May.
Yeah, she's pretty hardcore
Yeah.
though. But yeah, okay, we've run
Yep,
pretty long.
we went really long, but that's okay, whatever. This was a special Jesse edition. All
Special
right,
chance.
so if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do so at SSJPod. I put all superhero TV and movie news up on there, along with all the new episodes of the podcast. You can also send us feedback there, or they can email us where?
They can email us at smallscreenjustice@gmail.com. We would love to hear any of your feedback on the show and the format. I know that I'm pretty on board with this version, but I would love to hear more special guests on the show as
Yeah.
well.
Yeah, no, I think we'll look into that as things progress. If you also want to check out our blog, you can do so at smallscreenjustice.wordpress.com. Please check us out on iTunes, rate us, review us, subscribe to us. We are getting more Twitter followers and more downloads than we had been, so we know that you're out there. We'd love to hear from you.
Tell your friends.
Yep. And we've still never come up with a like end out line for this. But have a very arrow day.
Have a super duper day.
There you go.